closer to the lost and found. Tears of joy and tears of healing rain is coming down. It's coming nearer to this old town. Rich and poor, weak and strong. It's bringing mercy. It won't be long. Healing rain is coming down. It's coming closer to the lost and found. Tears of joy and tears of shame are washed forever in Jesus' name. Healing rain. Yeah.
Good evening. Please stand with me. Tonight, we're here to worship. Let us prepare.
Thank you for coming to worship with us tonight. And while we worship and pray, let's remember those who would love to be with us, but they're sick, either practicing or working. Let's remember those who are persecuted and they cannot gather together to worship God. We're so blessed. Let's raise our voices and praise Him.
Light of the world, You step down into darkness. Open my eyes, I need
wisdom, or the strong man boast of his strength, or the rich man boast of his riches. But let him who boast about this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord who exercise kindness, justice, and righteousness on earth. For in this I delight, declares the Lord. We are so blessed that we can boast that we know God. He revealed Himself to us. He is our air and daily bread, and we're so desperate for You, Lord.
This is the air I breathe.
witness the air I breathe. Your holy presence living in me. This is my daily bread. This is my daily bread.
Taken from Psalm 31, 19 and 20. You are my hiding place. You always fill my heart with songs of deliverance. Whenever I am afraid, I will trust in you. Let the weak say, I am strong in the strength of the Lord. I will trust in you.
I will trust in you.
You are always weak. Let us say that with you we are strong, and we are only strong with the strength of the Lord. Let us put our trust in you that we may find strength through you. Let us fail when we're not trusting in you, because only with you in our hearts and leading our way will we ever win. If you'd be seated for a moment. We have someone that has been that on our mission trip in Oklahoma prayed the prayer of salvation on one of our last nights at worship, and has been waiting for the right time to come forward and make that profession publicly. And she told me this weekend that she was ready. And Morgan Williams, if you'll come forward. She has requested that Jesse Maddox come with her for support.
All of these questions again, kind of paraphrase. repent of your sin and believe Jesus, the Christ, to be your Savior and the Lord of your life. The Bible. The Scriptures, we call it, the Old Testament and the New Testament. Do you believe these to be God's Word, the source of authority for your belief as well as your practice or your action? Are you reading and studying them for guidance in living as Jesus wants you to live? Remember the church? You have participated. You've been faithful. You've been serving. Let me ask you, do you promise to continue to be a faithful member of this church by participating, giving your study in the various activities of the church, and loving your brothers and sisters in Christ? Sometimes that's hard to do, but he promised to strive for it. Temptation and weakness. Teenagers probably have the most. Adults do too, though. But it seems to be the toughest for teenagers. You're a teenager now. We need to overcome those temptations, and are you striving to overcome the temptations and the weaknesses? Are you striving to grow in knowledge and also in grace? And are you striving to practice love in all of your relationships? Be strengthened in your personal relationships, your personal service to God by your life here at the church. I know I made that long, but you got to know, you already knew what it meant. God has given you so much. He's given you a lot. He gives you some talent, some natural ability. These are the first of the top talent. He gives you some time. You're just so busy, but you still have time. Even those busy moments, there's God too. And He's given you some substance or some money to gain from time to time. You earn it. God has asked us to be stewards of the life that He has given us, the talents He has given us, the time He has given us, and the money He has given us. He's just entrusted all of these to us for our time. And He's promised to be a good steward of these gifts, giving of them to the supporters of the gospel, and that others may have a heartfelt experience with Jesus. What is baptism? Baptism is a sign that you have trusted Jesus as your Savior. The Bible points us two methods of baptism. One is by immersion, when a person is put under the water, referred to as following Christ, that he died, was buried under the water, immersion baptism, and raised to new life. The traditional baptism for the Presbyterians is sprinkling. Sprinkling is a sign, or pouring, sprinkling or pouring. And we sprinkle water upon the head, and the water is symbolically going and filling your life and covering your life. That's symbolic of the Holy Spirit coming when you say yes to Jesus, you invite Him into your life. And He comes and fills us to live in us. The physical Jesus can't come to live in us, but the Spirit of Jesus can come to live in us. When you invite Him in, He says He will come and live, and that's what you have done. You have trusted Jesus as your Savior, you've invited Him into your heart, and now you will just have that symbolized in your life by the sacrament of baptism. It's kind of a setting apart, or the mark of God upon you. Though water doesn't leave any mark, that you can see, that you'll never forget. And from time to time, it's good for all of us to remember our baptism. And so as you're being baptized, we hope all of you who have been baptized in the name of Jesus will remember their baptism also. And so we can just observe it by remembering and saying, thank you, Lord, for coming and living in my heart. Let's just step over here. Lord, you're waiting. I'll baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord God, we pray your blessings upon this your son. We pray your blessing upon her life. Pray your blessing upon her witness. Use her for your honor, for your glory, for the building of your kingdom. Lord, help her to remain faithful and give her the strength, the knowledge, the understanding, the courage to resist those temptations. Lord, in her weakness, give her strength. Thank you for your promise to be with us. Thank you, Lord, that you are always counseling through the nation, your people. And even in the lives of these people gathered here, we thank you in Jesus' name. At the end of the service, I ask you to come back here to the altar area, the communion table, really, though. And maybe up here, too. God bless
you. Please stand with me. You are my all in all. Lesson tonight will be brought to you by Dylan Holt and Travis Trammell, and we'll go ahead and have them come up.
I'm Travis.
I'm Dylan.
Okay,
Actually, first we'd like to thank Miss Pam, or G Mama, as we call her. And we'd like to thank Miss Susan for giving us some pointers on this.
Okay.
Our lesson tonight is on if you are really a Christian.
Okay.
What is a Christian? Is it someone who goes to church every Sunday? Someone who does good works? A good person? Being a Christian is more than what you do. It's what you believe. There are many people, youth and adults, that attend church every time the doors are open. They are involved in activities both socially and in outreach work. They go to Sunday school and Bible study. However, when you see them outside of church, they are acting in a way that doesn't represent them as Christians. Take youth, for instance. At school, they are mean to other people, cuss, and say things that are hurtful. They don't represent themselves as someone who follows Christ. And we like to do a skit for guys.
Sunday.
The following Monday at school.
So, John 3:16 says that for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. God did not send his Son into the world to condemn it, but to save it. If we believe this, should we not show it to the world around us by trying to be one of Jesus? Jesus loved us so much that he gave his life so that we could be saved and have eternal life with our God and our Father. Should we not show the same kind of love to those around us? Being a Christian is accepting Jesus as your Lord and Savior and then studying his words so that you can learn to be more like him. We are not always going to be perfect, but we can strive to be more like him and loving.
Good deeds is the result of being a Christian, but you cannot just do good deeds and not believe in Christ and get to heaven. There are a lot of people in the world who give money and time to good causes, but do not believe in God. There are those that believe that because they are good, they will still go to heaven.
The Bible says in Romans 3:27, can we boast then that we have done anything to accept it by God? No, because our forgiveness is not based on our good deeds. It is based on our faith.
So, are you a Christian? Do you believe in what you learn in church? Do you practice your faith in the world or leave it at the church door? And this is how the skit should have went. Sunday.
The following Monday at school.
Sometimes I have something planned for a meditative prayer, and sometimes I just kind of wait for the service, but something struck me tonight. Dylan and Travis came early to practice their sermon a few times, and something that they said made me think about what Morgan was going to do tonight and the commitment that she has made and how it is important for us to remember our beliefs and to remember why we believe what we believe, but also to remember the mark that was placed upon us. Not everyone here tonight has been baptized, but you can still participate in this meditative prayer. We're going to do what's traditionally called a remembering your baptism, or it may be just a time for you to meditate on what baptism is. So tonight, I set a place, if you would come forward, and there's a bowl of water placed on the altar, and just to touch the water and to let it run through your fingers. There's nothing special about water, except that God used it for a very special purpose. But as we do that tonight, think about when you were baptized or what baptism means. And after you come forward, if you can find a place alone in the sanctuary and spend some time in prayer with God. Let us pray. do we have any prayer requests this evening? Can be very traumatic for someone. Animals and family members too. Speaking of Iraq, I'm glad you said that. My best friend from high school, her husband is going to be deployed to Iraq May 22nd, and will be there for 1 year. And she's scared. They've got a 4-year-old and a 1-year-old, and so she's just partly with him being gone there, but also just how she's going to handle it here by herself. And that second lieutenant, Steve Haley, and my friend Jennifer Haley, and their family. Are there any others?
Days before Easter, 10 days left, to pray for them, to celebrate the holiday of the Lord's house.
the egg and bunny celebrator. Tracy, would you close us in prayer this evening? Much to be thankful for. Let us praise God for the many blessings.
Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ His Son. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ His Son. So now, let the weak say I am strong, let the poor say I am rich, because of what the Lord has done for us. So now, let the weak say because of what the Lord has done for us.
And with the knowledge of Jesus Christ in our heart, we can have peace like a river.
I've got peace like a river in my soul. I've got peace like a river. I've got peace like a river. I've got peace like a river in my soul.
Joy like a fountain.
Got joy like a fountain. I've got joy like a fountain. I've got joy like a fountain in my soul. I've got joy.
flowing like a river. I've got the peace, my joy, like a river in my soul.
Again, I'd like to thank Dylan and Travis for speaking tonight, and I think they delivered what was on their heart, what God had placed on their heart, and thank you so much. And also, I think we need to add to the prayer list everyone battling allergies right now, because they've attacked me like a vengeance, with a vengeance. So, Morgan, if you'll please come forward. And let us all come up and welcome Morgan and congratulate her for this decision that she's made in her life. And that may she be a Christian example, not only here, but in school and at work or wherever she may be. God bless and good night.